There's so many different things that went wrong with all the clean tech companies in the last decade, but one theme that ran through almost all of them was they all started with massive markets. And every clean tech PowerPoint presentation that one saw in the years 2005 to 2008, which was sort of the clean tech bubble in Silicon Valley, started with, we're in the energy market, we're in a market that's measured in hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars. And then, you know, once you're sort of a minnow in a vast ocean, that's not a good place to be. That means that you have tons of competitors and you don't even know who all the competitors are. And so you want to be, you know, you want to be a one-of-a-kind company where it's the only one in a small ecosystem. You don't want to be the fourth online pet food company. You don't want to be the 10th thin film solar panel company. You don't want to be the 100th restaurant in Palo Alto. Your restaurant industry is a trillion-dollar industry. So if you do a market size analysis, you conclude restaurants are a fantastic business to go into. And it's often large markets, large existing markets typically mean that you have tons of competition, very, very hard to differentiate. So the first very counterintuitive idea is to go after small markets, often markets that are so small people don't even notice them, they don't think that they make sense. That's where you get a foothold, and then if those markets are able to expand, you can scale into a big monopoly business.